know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me.
Hi, I'm Jim Lanning. And I'd like to thank you for listening today. This is our first podcast, our debut, and we're planning on doing this South Main Church of Christ podcast on every Thursday. So you might suggest that you check in with us and listen, and we'll be doing different topics. And any feedback you have about this, let us know about it. So we might mention that right now. Every Thursday this winter season. And this week on the South Main Church of Christ podcast, we sit down with Dave Neal of Somerset Church of Christ to discuss some mission work he and a group are doing. Dave?
Thank you for the opportunity to address this subject. It's been near and dear to my heart for years, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Tom Shepherd, one of the other elders at South Main Church of Christ, is also here to participate in our conversation. Tom?
Yeah, it's good to be here and to talk about mission work and what the Lord is doing and working in these people from Somerset and doing good work. Appreciate Dave coming.
All that's ahead in our podcast. First, let's catch up on the Christian news with Jared.
Ladies and gentlemen, I beg your pardon to allow me to broaden our focus for just a moment and visit the Christian news headlines from across our nation. Thanksgiving is being celebrated by nearly 1,000 members of a large Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, with a feast. The leader of the Memorial Church of Christ's ministry to Ukrainian families helped Ukrainian refugees organize it. One Christian college in Arkansas is celebrating its 60th anniversary this fall, welcoming about 400 alumni and guests. Crowley's Ridge College opened as a two-year Christian college in 1964, but later became a four-year college nested in biblical studies. The family of one member of a Church of Christ in the Dallas area is now entitled to nearly $100 million. That's 6 years after a Dallas police officer killed Botham Jean in his Dallas apartment. Former officer Amber Geiger was ordered by a federal jury to pay compensatory damages. Geiger is now in prison. One brother in Christ at the Forsyth Church of Christ in Monroe, Louisiana, has published a book written to lead the reader in prayer through the Psalms. John Dobbs says the book is meant to be ideal reading for the person attempting the Psalms for the first time. Those are some of the week's stories as found in the Christian Chronicle. You can find links to those stories in the show notes for this podcast. From South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, I'm Jared Allen with the Christian News for the week of November 24th, 2024.
We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Find the sea and cross the ways. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than thee he will do, because I go to my Father. John chapter 14, verse 12. I am Tyler Wade.
He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Now, the conversation. Today we're going to be talking about some mission work, and we're fortunate today to have Dave Neal with us. And Somerset Church of Christ has been involved in this for several years, I believe. And I'll just turn it over to Dave today, and we're thankful to have him with us.
Well, thank you, Jim, for the opportunity to come and talk about mission work. It's been near and dear to my heart for a lot of years. We got involved with mission work some years ago when the hurricanes were coming in so repeatedly into Florida and the Gulf Coast area. But with the recovery work that was being done then, we always tried to incorporate the idea of evangelizing with that work, which we have done. It's devastating for people to lose their homes, their jobs, but then they've been also receptive to hearing about why that we're there, why that we travel a distance. But after Hurricane Katrina came into the New Orleans area, just east of there, over in Alabama, the devastation was just as bad there as it was in New Orleans. It just didn't make the press because New Orleans was the hot topic of the time. So as that developed, the first few years that I was involved with it, we were doing recovery work, trying to help people just clean up their yards, that sort of thing, tarps on roofs. But then teaching Bible became an integrated part of that work. So it's been now since 2006, I believe, that we've been going down to Alabama, to a little town there on the coast, Bayou La Batre. The congregation there is young in the sense of probably less than 20 years old, but out of Katrina came the effort of that congregation being reestablished and starting to grow. And today it has continued to thrive in that area. With the work there these days, the evangelistic effort or the mission effort has been to relieve the congregation of some of their everyday duties because of them being so involved with the community, whereas they feed people practically every day of the week. Bayou La Batre is and was a fishing community, and when the hurricane came in, it wiped out the oyster and shrimp beds that's right there at the bay, and the processors went offshore to get the seafood at that particular time, and they continued to buy even as of this year offshore because it's, believe it or not, cheaper to buy offshore than it is to buy from the local fishermen. So as a result of that, the unemployment rate really soared after Katrina to like 50%. It's not quite that bad now, but when the unemployment rate went that high, people that could leave did, but there were people that were stuck. They didn't have the means to leave, so they stayed. So that's where the church really, really shines, that light on the hill that the Bible speaks about as to who we're supposed to be. So they continue to administer to people, like I said, on a daily basis. So just recently, there was a group of us that had gone down and just basically taught Bible classes on Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Sunday morning, preached for them, did the communion services. We had a song leader with us, and they really appreciated sitting back and being a part of the congregation and letting us do that. And then we had a food distribution on Friday of that week. Thursday we had gone to the food bank in Mobile and got 1,500 pounds of food for $78, which is a real bargain. And combined that with what they had, and on Friday, to give you some idea as to what this this work was, or this effort was, or the results of it, is that 3,500 pounds of food was given away within a two-hour period. We had two vehicles that had gone down, large SUVs. They were full of clothing that our congregation had gathered to donate to those folks down there. And we unloaded the clothing, combined it with the food giveaway, and just about everything we had taken down was given away within that two-hour period. So that keeps me going back year after year. It's been, I think, somewhere around 18, 19 years now I've been going down there, and it's just been a tremendous work that the congregation is doing there. And the folks that went with me this time were all new to their first-time trip, and every one of them already said, well, we're coming back next year. And before we left, they actually had a date set for 2025. So we come back to home with the encouragement, the edification of ourselves that we received from the congregation there to be more motivated to be evangelistic-minded here and prepare for the following year to go down. So that's one effort that that we have done that really has helped them. They look forward to us coming. It's a tremendous success story, and certainly would invite anybody that wants to go to get in touch with me, and we can certainly make that happen. But another mission work that we have going on at Somerset is the Midwestern Children's Home down in Cincinnati. For several years, the congregation had been going down there and just basically doing work for the home to help them to do some of the maintenance things that been neglected simply because they don't have the staff or the time to do that. Being from Perry County, I was very much familiar with the old children's home that was here in New Lexington years ago, which was a brick building, which is still here in New Lexington. But this is more like driving into a neighborhood. There are six ranch-style brick homes on 70-some acres, and the people there very much appreciate the work that that we do for them on this particular effort. We have built roofs over sidewalks. We've put fans in the barn. They have an old farm barn that's there. We put roof, put the fans up in the attic to use as exhaust fans. We've put doors on the storage area. We've painted. We've cut grass. We've done any number of things that they would entrust us to do, and that's just another form of a mission for our congregation. So then, if we look to Alabama, if we look to Cincinnati area, then we also look to our own community for mission work, where there is a need there as well. But basically, for those that I've always thought as I was growing up that I wanted to go on a mission somewhere offshore. Well, that really didn't happen, and I don't see it happening now. But it's just as important sometimes to look in your own backyard and see what needs to be done here. And certainly God has been gracious to us as we've been traveling back and forth to Alabama and being a part of that work. So again, I'd encourage you, Jim, to spread the word to the congregation here. And if anybody's interested in going next year, it's October the 6th.
Thank you, David. I was thinking while you were talking about all the things and how the people received you and that type of thing. Acts chapter 2, when the church began, there, as Peter preached the first gospel sermon, and it tells us there that the people that weren't members received the Christians in such a way that they made an impression and a favorable impression with the people. And I think that's something good for the church and something we should consider. And another thought I had on the orphans and things, we know the Bible tells us as Christians we're supposed to consider the orphans and the widows, and sometimes it's good to think about that and what have we done in a certain period of time. What have you done to help a widow or a orphan? If nothing, then we're letting that go, and we don't want to let things like that slip. And what we can do for someone in need. I think when it says visit them, that means a whole lot more than just stopping by and saying hello. You're looking at what needs they might have. So there's a couple things I'm thinking about. It brings a good impression of what the church is about, and that starts the evangelism, I think. Then people realize that, because many times there's negative things out there about the church, about the Bible, about God. We need to disprove these things, those of us that know better.
We did a door-knocking campaign in Alabama one year, and I think there were like 35 of us. Most of them were from northern Alabama, but in a week's time, we knocked on a lot of doors, had a lot of Bible studies, and were able to baptize 21 people in that week, which was incredible.
That is.
You know, Galatians 6:10 says do good to all people, especially those household of faith. So I don't think we're limited to the walls, for lack of a better term, the walls of the building, the church. The church is the people, not the building. But not limited to just the congregation, but to do good wherever we have that opportunity. Jesus did. You know, he wasn't sorting out people and say, well, no, I'll do good to you and not to you because you're not a follower of mine. He died for everybody.
Yes. And he taught every place. That's we look at the where he was when he was doing his teaching. Sometimes he's out on the hillside in the rural area talking to a person. Next time he might be at the temple talking to scribes and Pharisees. So he just went where the people were and talked to all people.
You're an amazing guy. He really is. There's a sequence of events that takes place where he's teaching. You reminded me of this, Jim, where he's teaching. He just fed the 5,000, so he puts his followers into a boat, and okay, you go across the sea there, and I'll meet you sometime. You know, that's basically what happened. As they're traveling at night on that boat, you know, the wind's blowing, it's dark. He comes walking to them on the water, and now they've just experienced him feeding 5,000 people with just a handful of food. And now he comes walking to him on the water. They get to the other side. He heals people. He casts out a demon. He just absolutely amazed them to the point of just being in awe about who Jesus really is. And when we fall in love with Jesus, we're willing to do mission work.
That's so true, Tom.
I think when Dave said they went down to these places and help these people tremendously, that's a great blessing for them. But you know, they're blessed by them teaching the Word of God and letting them teach. That's the main important thing for their soul.
Yes.
And Jesus was no respecter of persons. We know that he loved the sinner just as much as the other one, rich man, poor man, or whatever. And we, the Church of Christ, like Dave was saying, we can help people here, which we do every time we get an opportunity, try to help people around here, send money to orphans' homes and Church of Christ Disaster Relief Fund. We try to do all those things. And we want to give God the glory. We don't want to take, you know, we give him the glory.
Absolutely. Yeah, when the apostles were doing their mission work on the missionary journeys, they came back, and when they'd come back, they gathered the church together to tell them what God had done through them. And that's important for people to glorify God the work that's being done.
And I'm sure the church in Somerset do that. They love the Lord. I see that.
I was just thinking, we're just finishing up a series of lessons on providence, God's providence for us, and thinking about what David had said here about the things that Christ had done, and they'd seen all these miracles and everything, and that would be a faith builder, I think, for anyone. But yet at times they go out in that ship, another time and the storm comes by and they're fearful, and Christ asks them about their faith. And that's the same with us. We know that all these things about Jesus Christ, but that sometimes we let fear keep us from doing some of these things that David's been here talking about, this mission work or helping others and things. And that's where we have to grow in our faith on these things. We realize what kind of God we have and what kind of Savior we have here in the church. So that should make our faith so that we can do things that maybe we're a little bit hesitant to do, but these are good things, and we shouldn't let fear stop. That's what the apostles were taught by Christ, that not to fear, to have faith.
Well, I'd be amiss if I didn't mention, in Alabama, it's been rare that we haven't had some sort of response to the gospel every year. This year, there were a lot of things going on during that week. They had Men's and Women's Inspiration Day going on one day, the food distribution, and a lot of little work projects that they wanted us to do. But normally, it's been very few times that have been there that we haven't had the opportunity to teach one-on-one and get a response to the gospel, as well as at the children's home. Every night we'd have a devotional with all those folks that had gone with us. And I invited my neighbor to go with me, not a Christian then, and he wanted to go with us. He was handy, like a handyman. So he went with us. He sat with us during those devotionals. He followed the scriptures that were being used in the devos. He sang with us. And, well, what do you think? Well, this was really good. So the next year, you want to go? Well, yeah, I'm ready to go. And he did. Well, same thing. Followed in the devotionals. I think he might have even led a song that year. And then came home, and I said, do you want a Bible study? Said, yeah. So we end up baptizing him as a result of him going there. So that mission work resulted in another brother in Christ.
That's inspiring to know that, David. Thank you so much for that. I did want to mention this is our debut episode of the podcast, and we're looking forward here to South Main Church of Christ of doing many more in the future, and we'd ask you to look for those. We're thinking about starting them on Thursdays and continuing that and see how they're received. We hope to come up with the topics that you'd be interested in learning about, and if you have any feedback for us, we'd be glad to have that. So thank you so much, David, and thank you so much, Tom, for being here, South Main Church of Christ.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart.
And now, here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome, everyone. Our weekly prayer list, we want to remember ones that's on our prayer list. We have services on Sunday morning, Bible studies at 9:45. Sunday evening, the ladies get together on the phone and they have a class at 5 p.m. Also, we have a midweek Bible study at 6:30. That's on Wednesday. In upcoming, in the month of December, we have some time changes. And our Bible study will be Thursday after Christmas, and December 31st, Tuesday evening, will be our New Year's potluck devotion songs that we know Bible class that night.
My thoughts are today on listening to David about the mission trip and going into these areas down in the south where these terrible hurricanes have went through, and the damage and the suffering of the people. You think, this is where you realize that a Christian can always make a difference for good in the things that we do. And I'm sure that those people appreciated that very much. And it again goes back to that word ambassador. We're all ambassadors for Christ, and we want to represent the Lord's church and the teachings of our Lord and Savior the best we can, as his servants. That's my thoughts today. Thank you very much, and thanks to Dave Neal. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. We would like to thank all the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and news anchor on this podcast. Hymns sung on our podcast originate from two hymnals we use in our auditorium. Those are Songs of the Church and Sacred Selections. Hymns used in this podcast episode include our podcast opening, I Know the Lord Will Find a Way for Me, arranged by Reed Lancaster. He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. We have heard The Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens, as well as our closing hymn, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We thank all our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcasts posted from time to time. Let's talk again next week. Amen.